is Jeff Price, and you are listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. I'm coming to you live from the future headquarters of Al Jazeera in San Francisco and on the current studio of Current TV, which, as you may have heard, is now the property of Al Jazeera, which is fine. It's fine. Everything's great. Don't worry about it. No one's going to get hurt. There'll just be some international news coverage in America. I won't be providing it because I don't believe in international things. It's a house of pancakes. But anyway, Lee Papa is the Rude, part of Cheater and the Rude, and he is not joining us today. His New Year's resolution was to be a dick, and he so far has succeeded. So congratulations to him. My New Year's resolution was to make it through January without making fun of Lee, and I have not succeeded. Nonetheless, I hope everyone had a good holiday, a good New Year. Today's show is going to be a chance for you to call in and tell me things. I'm self-conscious because people are with an ear drop. Is eardrop a thing? Can they hear me if I go waka 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 waka? I want you to call in. I've got some things I need you to find for me. I need you to tell me about your New Year's. I need you to tell me your superhero power. I need you to tell me a job that I should have. I need you to tell me why not some resolutions. Let's do that. And I need you to tell me a new undercurrent theme song for me to continue cycling in to the mix. Our regular listeners, why can't I get enough suggestions today? Our regular listeners know that when Lee goes off on his informative rants, I like to spice it up with a little bit of the girl from Ipanema. It's my way of making this an international news and opinion show. And we want to mix it up a little bit, you know? I think that we focus too much on Ipanema. It's sort of monopolizing the conversation. It's like Alec put together a coalition and formed model legislation for all the states to pass that Ipanema should be the focus of all international policy, at least as regards the Progressive Radio Network at 8 to 8:30 on Thursdays, which happens to be the half hour before the final edition radio hour, which is never phoned in like this. Literally is phoned in. Emotionally, I am very invested in every moment of my life and our shared life together because, after all, if you were not with me, you wouldn't hear these words, but I value your time and your energy, and most of you probably are in hospital beds and can't change the station, but nonetheless, after this is the final edition radio hour, which uses no phones. It's all high-tech microphones and engineering, and it's great. We're gonna be buying Al Jazeera in a couple of years, so that's cool, and everything like that. So, what's happening? Did I tell you the number to call in? Or did I just say call in and I didn't tell you the number? 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. And when you call in, be nice to Giselle. He's our engineer, Giselle Hernandez. I hope he had a good New Year, too, but I'll tell him about that when we take a break. Be nice to him because he likes to filter people out that are jerks. And, you know, the world needs less jerks. I think if there's anything we learned so far this year, it's the world needs less jerks. I would start with over, did Jenny McCarthy's makeup? Yeah, pop culture reference. I got to keep my 18 to 35 base happy. I don't have an 18 to 35 base. I love an 18 to 35 base. That means a bigger penis, right? 18 to 35 base. And when you measure, you start from, like, behind the hip, right? So, a lot of things have probably happened. I don't know, Santa Claus came and delivered presents. This fiscal cliff thing happened. A new Congress was sworn in. A lot of people blew a lot of hot air up into the sky. Somebody just texted me in the background. You've heard all the talk. This is the new year. Let's not talk anymore. Let's have action. So I'm going to make some action items for you, for my listeners. A, get me some income. B, come to some shows of mine. 3, buy Lee's book. 4, read Lee's blog. A, B, C, D, E. Damn, I missed E. Roman numeral XIV. Have the Patriots win the Super Bowl. Pi. Be good to each other. And D. Come to my show in D.C. February 9th. Carl Frisch, I believe, is going to be my guest. I don't know if you're familiar with Carl Frisch. He's a syndicated columnist, very funny, smart guy, and he'll be joining me at Get Rich Cheating in Washington, D.C. on February 9th. Details will soon be up at GetRichCheating.com. And there we will discuss all the important things. So Current TV, as many of you know, is my employer at the moment. It's my day job, as you will. It's nice to have a day job where I get to write about news, and then I can have an evening job once a week where I can come here and talk about nonsense, and then I can have another night job where I go on stage and tell jokes about nonsense, and then I can have another night job where I try to write books about nonsense, and I can have another night job where I feed my baby nonsense, and then I can have another night job, which is when I take my wife to dinner and we dine and ditch nonsense, and then I can have another, I don't know, nonsense. Anyway, the day job that provides all that nonsense is with Current, which was purchased by Al Jazeera. Now, I will admit, I'm feeling a weird sensation now when I watch Fox News. I always tune into Fox News every now and then. It keeps me grounded, keeps my anger focused in the right place. It keeps my frustration outside of my personal life and into external forces that are beyond my control. And I see some people on there that I used to do shows with. Like, I used to meet Eric Bolling show all the time, and that guy is as much of an asshole as you think he is. And watching them criticize this merger has been a weird experience for me, but it's not a merger, it's a sale, because they have some valid criticisms. However, they are, again, hypocritical. For instance, one of the criticisms would be that this was a network that didn't succeed and that it didn't accomplish a goal that perhaps was never actually set, but people assume, which is to be the number one radio network in the world. Ding, 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 ding. But yet made $500 million in a sale, and the return on investment initially, allegedly someone put in $20 million and made $100, and they're criticized for that. And then I wonder, did these people on the right that criticize this deal for having been a failed business sold at a hefty profit, or were they not supporting Mitt Romney just months ago? I mean, wasn't that his whole life model? So to me, it's a hypocrisy. While I may say, hey, I've worked here for a few months, I should have a percent. I should get 10% of the sale price, because that seems fair to me. After all, occasionally I will catch some typos before they go on the air. And as everybody knows, typos are not good, unlike, you know, everything else. But nonetheless, it seems like a hypocritical criticism from the right. Now, you know, I might say, but is it not hypocritical of me to not criticize the deal for those very same reasons? If I were to have criticized the deal that were done, for instance, at, what's that, it's not a coal company, but the one that was always talked about in the campaign, see how far it's faded into the past, this campaign? The place, the steel company, GS Steel or GSK Steel, where they bought it and they gutted it and they had the government pick up the pensions, but they made millions of dollars. Why have I not criticized this like that? Maybe because it's more personal. Maybe because, you know, even the criticism of that job wasn't it's illegal or it shouldn't have been done, but more about the context of using his business experience as an example for how he can create jobs. When the success of his business, if you know what I mean, was based upon just making profit, not about, you know, jobs. So I never was led to believe that I was joining a thing that would be used later to run on a platform of creating jobs. I knew it was a business, as most things are. And frankly, wouldn't we all be better if we all just lived in a place where there are hugs and shepherd pie for everyone. If the shepherd pie would hug us, if shepherd pie actually were shepherds that would come and bring their sheep into circular pens with us, cover the pen in a dough, bring in giant chunks of carrot and gravy and celery, and just keep us all warm and snuggly. Like, wouldn't that be great? I dare anyone to call in at 888-874-4888 and tell me that you wouldn't like to live in a giant shepherd's pie. Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think you guys could do it. You know what? I was right. There's an armed guard today at Kern TV. That was interesting. That was interesting to see an armed guard at a place. I assume it was to keep people out, to keep those that believe Al Jazeera is a horrible, evil terrorist organization and want to come take care of business for them away from us. But that's not what it is. But I guess that's today's day and age. You do anything that might get the ire and stupidity up of a few commenters on the internet, and you got to pay for a guard to make sure you're not shot. Although, frankly, well, I don't want to say anything in case they're plotting an attack and they're listening to this show to decide just how safe it's going to be to attack us. It's not safe. Don't do it. So what do you think, everybody? Should I be a shepherd? I mean, I've done this TV writing thing. I've been on TV. I've done this radio host. I produced the final edition. I wrote a book. I've been a touring comedian. I won an award. I went international. I've hugged Lee Papa, the rude pundit. I mean, really, what else is there to do except to be a shepherd? Interesting thought. Don't you think? I think I'm starting to understand what happened to Glenn Beck. I think Glenn Beck just was able to convince himself that he was alone in a giant studio looking at pictures of a young Al Gore and brick wall lights, and that no one knows what it's like to be the Glenn Beck. You know, he was going to buy Current, apparently. That would have been awesome. I totally would have gotten a show on his network. All right, listen, Giselle, are you with me? We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back in 60 seconds, we're going to answer reader, or I guess reader viewer emails. All right, so Giselle, give us a little music, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, we are back. This is Cheater M. I'm Rude. I am Jeff Chrysler. I am reading some viewer emails and tweets. Johnny Anna from Silver Springs, Maryland says, hey, Jeff and Lee. He's not here, you dick. Hey, Jeff and Lee, what's the fiscal cliff all about? Well, there's a lot of answers to that. One is that it's a bullshit creation of the system, man, that the Republican success that we, you know, focus on stuff that's their own fault, so that we drag us down backwards. We fight against going in reverse when we should be struggling together in order to move forward, you know? That's an answer, but that doesn't really get to it. It's like one time I went to, when I was a young starting out performer, and I had to do some on the side work, promotional stuff. We had a big thing, and one of the things about promoting some football product, and someone said, what's football? Like, it was literally like, you're going to go out among foreigners and explain American football. And I said, okay, tell me, what's football? And the answer was from someone, well, it fits inside a box in TV, So it's really good because you can see the whole field, and that's why it works.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, I probably should have an accent there. That's not an answer to what is football, just like what I just said is not an answer to what's the physical cliff. That's an analysis of the physical cliff was a thing that back in the debt ceiling debate of 2011, let's say, it was automatic cuts were to be put in, and an automatic expiration of Bush tax cuts, and automatic cuts with this thing called the sequestration were to be put into military programs and social programs, and it was going to be the end of the world, man. It was going to just blow it all up, man. Man, I negotiated a deal before midnight on December 31st, which, as you know, was also the time when Jenny McCarthy put her makeup on some sailor. I saw it, okay? I mean, look, I've done plenty of stupid things. I don't need to continue to do stupid things on New Year's Eve. You know what? Screw you, Dad. All right. So that's sort of the basic outline. What the fiscal cliff deal was, the reason person sees it as a compromise. The unreasoned person says, well, neither side had to compromise. That the Democrats just won a resounding electoral victory. Yeah, they did, but they didn't win the House. And whether that's fair or not, even though they got a million more votes, is totally beside the point. The Republicans were in a position to block everything as they want to do. As the funny voice guy earlier said, that seems to be their strategy. It's just block and block and block and block. And no, we don't have running backs. We don't have quarterbacks. We don't have wide receivers. We don't have any plays. We're just going to keep blocking and blocking and blocking and blocking. And we're going to build brick walls out of bullshit. We're going to bring bullshit brick walls. We're going to bring little adobe huts made out of bullshit. Bullshit adobe huts that you're not going to get past because you don't like touching poo. You know what? We touch them poo. And we pushed aside those walls. And damn it, if on their side there wasn't shepherd pie. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't fully cooked, and it was surrounded by bullshit instead of pie crust. So it was not delicious. But nonetheless, it was nourishing that in a pinch we could eat it and we could survive and we could grow a little bit stronger and move a little bit forward and have the energy to perhaps shovel away the bullshit and put the bullshit into a pen for the pigs to play in. Pigs that ironically are neither eaten by the people that run Al Jazeera nor me. Although I have come to understand the allure of bacon. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't eat it on the regular. I was eating it. And I'm going to say, America, your bacon, this idea, is delicious. God, I hope right now it's time somebody's listening who's thinking, oh, we should give Jeff Chrysler free reign. Let's just check on his one show, see if he decides to be prepared or if he just lets it all happen. Look, people, you can put your rules on me all you want, man, but I'll get on my used bicycle and I'll just ride. I mean, I'll stop every 20 minutes to pump up the tires again because, you know, but why should I have to do your rules? Why should I get a bicycle that's quality? Why should I worry about what sort of rash and bumps develop on my bottom section because I'm riding the bike? I'll just ride, man. I'll just ride. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. I am the change I want to believe in that I'm bringing to the future. I'm being the change that I... Ugh. Look, the point is, if you are listening now, thank you for listening. If you're not listening now, but you're listening later, that's great, because it's now, later. And if you already listened, that's even better. You know, if you're sitting there while someone else is listening, like on headphones, fantastic. So you know what I'm about to say, and you know to try to contain yourself, to try to not show any emotion, to not give away what it is that's going to happen. You know, to just relax, breathe, you know, loosen up all your muscles, let it flow, let it, because I'm going to say something And you know what it is because you listened before while your friend is just listening now with the headphones. Or perhaps he's listening on speaker and he's looking at you like, is this going to pay off? And you're looking at him like, no, it's not. And maybe you're doing that because you know that it's not, or maybe you're doing that because you are a good Chrysler warrior. You are a warrior for Chrysler. And you are out on the front lines of the holy war between Chrysler and the world. The world that wants to stop Chrysler from spreading his word to the world. Because what is the difference between the word and the world? L. The letter L. The letter L is what begins the word love. Love in tennis is the same as zero. Zero is the number that when multiplied with any other number will win. It will all become zero. Zero combined with something in an additive way. Yeah, that word is like what they use for sugar. That's a sugar substitute, an additive. And other things, that anything you add a tiv to, or a little tiv, a tack, a tittle. Zero, when used as an additive, keeps things the same as they are. But zero, when multiplied times any other number, any other thing, will consume that thing, much like the sun, which is shaped like a zero, if you squint a little bit, will consume everything that goes into it. And I have a sun, and I am a sun, and I believe in the sun. I'm not one of those like, oh, Earth is heated up by robots that spin around me inside or any sort of crap like that, because I'm not a balloon. Hello. But zero consumes all, much like the sun, much like love, much like the word spread to the world when allowed to pass through our Lord and Savior, Jeff Chrysler. I'm not the Lord and Savior. I meant Lord and Taylor. You can get a job at Lord and Taylor. Much like the guy that works at Lord and Taylor, Jeff Chrysler, spreads his word through love to the world and his son. Because ultimately that's what it comes down to. You know, no matter how bad your day is, no matter how bad your week, your year, no matter how much you look at the pictures of John Boehner smiling as he welcomes a new Congress and Joe Biden swearing in a new Senate and the love and joy, and you fall back on what should be a beautiful pomp and circumstance that all your life you've taught as this great ceremony, this great celebration of the American spirit, the unique American gift to the world of democracy, modern democracy in a parliamentary system with these checks and balances. Balances and bicameral legislation and just the beauty and the pageantry of these ancient halls and the pillars on the White House and the spires of the Capitol and the grandiosity, that's a word I'm using for the entire District of Columbia where I'll be on February 9th, Get Rich Cheating, a 6 and I. Check it out on GetRichCheating.com in a few days, and info will be up there. Spread the word, tell your friends. And the buildings in that city that are long and intimidating, and the springtime blossoms, and the mall, and the history, and the MLK march, and the JFK speeches, and the JSK, my initials, that fits in there somewhere. So does JK, as just kidding, Jeff Chrysler. All of these things. You realize no matter whether they give you warmth or cold or hate or love, in the end you go home to your own family. And if that family is yourself, if it's other real humans, if it's a pen and a paper, if it's an open air garage that you're squatting in and you poo on the side next to somebody's station wagon who parked there because they didn't want to pay $50 at a hotel downtown for valet parking when they could just go find some place to park it and knew their risk would be poop next to the car. Whatever is your home, whatever is your family, is what guides you. And the beauty that I've always believed in is the idea of the American family. I felt a family is greater than these small little organisms after Hurricane Katrina. That was 40, and after Hurricane Sandy in my neighborhood, people came together, and there was never a question. There was never skepticism. We just trusted. We didn't shoot each other. We helped each other. I didn't need to be armed in case of a disaster. I needed to have arms to hug in case of a disaster. And I still believe I'm an idiot. You know, I look at the pictures of Biden and Boehner swearing in. I look at the tiers of the orange when I look at the spires and the columns and the lights and the trees and the reflecting pools. And I believe in these things. I believe in the warmth of the American people. I believe in the warmth of all people. I believe in us ability to come together and to be a family. I also believe that many of us like to just cause trouble, like to cause drama, like to cause problems, like to throw up fake obstacles in order to get our way, like to run out the clock in order to keep taxes in a certain place or prevent any sort of progress. That some of us like to treat each other poorly, that some of us are defenseless, that some of us like to exploit our power, that like to exploit our access, like to exploit our money in order to get more money, power, and access. I recognize that these family has a lot of effed up dysfunction. But also know it's the family that we got. And there's a new set of uncles and aunts in our family now. They're sworn in. We're going to have to deal with them because we got a big Thanksgiving dinner ahead of us. And if we don't get through it tomorrow, the suns won't rise. Give us hugs and warmth. We won't have leftover vegetables and meat for our shepherd pie. Love will not spread. And we won't be able to listen to Lee Papa returning on Cheater on the Rood next week on the Progressive Radio Network with me, Jeff Kreisler. You can follow me at Jeff Kreisler, K-R-E-I-S-L-E-R, on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Just search for Cheater on the Rood. Do me a favor, spread some friends. This year we're going to have some goals about making this nonsense more annoying to more people. Thank you for joining. Please stick around after these messages and listen to the final edition Radio Hour. Very good. I'm proud of it. We'll see you next week. What about my-